The Burt Show.
Relationships have always been kind of hard for me. And I think that's why when this listener sent this video to me the other day, I wanted to share with you guys, because it hit me like right in the soul. And I think a lot of it has to depend on how you grew up. Like, are relationships, business relationships, friendships, are they hard for you?
For me, I mean, I think it just kind of depends. I've always had a hard time with female friendships because women can be difficult. And I think that has a little bit to do with how I grew up. But I think, you know, at some point you do kind of have to take responsibility for how you handle every relationship in your life.
Sure.
Friendships, no. Relationships, yes, only because I think in relationships, obviously, the partner always demands a lot of your time, and I typically like a lot of time to myself in space, so that's always been an issue to navigate around for me.
Well, isn't a friendship a relationship also?
Well, yeah, but it's different than, because you're not with your friend every day. In a relationship, you're usually with your partner every day, all the time. I'm not with my friends as much.
Yeah. I guess it's hard for me to, like, make time for any kind of relationship, and I know why. It's because the way my parents pretty much raised us is that relationships are really, you know what, it's really not important.
Yeah, I mean, the way that, for me, like, I had really a tough time with friendships growing up, and so I think that kind of taught me from an early age that, like, people will always let you down, but the things you can do for yourself never will. Like, if you take responsibility for your life, and if you can do X, Y, and Z, for me, that was accomplishments. If I put all my eggs in my accomplishments baskets, that won't let me down, but sometimes people will.
Yeah, I don't nurture them. I guess that's the word that I'm looking for. Like, I have plenty of friends, and I've got family. I just don't nurture the relationships. I think Kristen is really good at that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, overall, like, it just looking at all the relationships in my life, for the most part, pretty good. And then the ones that are complicated, therapy has helped me figure them out.
I'm just not really good at staying connected. And I think in business also, the guys and women that get ahead really have this understanding that relationships really are everything. At some point or another, the products that you're selling or whatever you're working on, what your career is, the quality of it at some point or another is very, very similar. If you're good at what you do, it's the relationships that really set you apart. And I think I've done a terrible job over my career establishing those relationships.
Why do you say that?
I just can see it with friends around me and how they make time for their business relationships. They'll make lunches. In the back of my mind, every single day I have said, you know what? I got to go and have dinner with Mo. And I've been saying that for the last 6 months.
I was going to ask, what does nurturing a relationship look like to you? Is that what you mean? Like spending time,
right,
checking in, things like that?
Yeah, like outside of work. You know, I like you as a friend, right? But I also think that there's part of what we do that it's nice to be friends and it's nice to be coworkers. And I just feel like every time that's on my list for me, I'm like, but I got to get up in a couple of hours or I got to do something else. And I always push it to the back. But it's not just you. I've done this with everybody in my life.
Yeah, I think especially with what we do, there's a level of compartmentalizing that you need that a lot of people I don't think have, because it's tough. Like, if your friendship is going to be different than your work relationship with people that you work with and have a friendship with, which I think the podcasting world you learn as well. So it does take a level of compartmentalizing I think a lot of people may not have.
I think it's so funny, our perception of ourselves, because I've really never really got the vibe that you weren't somebody that took your relationship seriously. I mean, I think things kind of wait, what's the right word? Wask and mask and wait. What are the
wax and wane.
Wax and
wane.
Things kind of wax and wane. Like there's an ebb and flow to your relationships where it's like sometimes, yeah, things are gelling more than others, but I've never gotten the perception or vibe that you didn't really care about our relationships in here.
It's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't feel like I nurture them enough. Like I should, there's a time where I should have taken you out to dinner more just to touch base, see what's going on in your life. It shouldn't be me just touching Cassie when she walks in here and just seeing if she's doing okay. Those are things that I should have probably been doing outside of here. And because of the way I was raised, they're just, it's very difficult for me. So when I got this video from a listener who attached this note to it, it just really, really struck me. This is such an inspirational and emotional, he says, for me, speech. My daughter, too, graduated this year, and I'm hoping she watches this with wonderment. Also, I, too, found love again after divorce of 14 years married. I believe Amanda is your 16th second, and that's what this video is about. Just like my new wife is mine. Relationships are the core, being of why we are here. Honestly, thinking back on my life and the potential of things I missed because I was chasing something other than my relationships kind of made me tear up a bit. So this is a valedictorian, and I'm not exactly sure. It wasn't very good on the video of explaining what year this was or who this guy was or what class he was in also. But here he is giving his speech and talking about relationships in the 16th second.
I stand before you tonight as the 2019 valedictorian. And at our senior awards ceremony, it felt so good when I heard my name announced with this title. For about 15 seconds. Yeah, 15 seconds of my heart racing and my adrenaline pumping. 15 seconds of, yeah, I won! 15 seconds of being at the top of the pile of all my accomplishments. And it felt euphoric. But there must come a 16th second. And on that 16th second, I sat down in my seat, I looked at my silver stole that says valedictorian, and I thought, that's it? What just happened? Why am I not feeling anything else? To be honest, I don't even know what I was expecting. A parade of balloons to drop? Or maybe I was hoping that all of my problems would fade away in comparison to this amazing achievement. But none of that happened. Working hard is good, but it should not be done for the sole purpose of a goal's sake at the expense of relationship with others. I realized that the stress of this year for this goal in a 5-minute speech was paid for with the lack of attending to relationships in my life. Now, I would like you, my fellow classmates, to do some self-reflecting. Instead of academics taking your focus off your important relationships, it was your career you chose over your spouse. Instead of sports, it's money that you pursue at the detriment of your children. Instead of just the Instagram-worthy picture, it's striving to be famous at the expense of time with your friends because now you're too self-involved. Have no regrets in the 16th second. Nothing is more important than your healthy relationships. Nothing. Not your goals, not your successes. And here's why. Relationships are where we get to influence, impact, and change people's lives. Your life cannot be meaningful without them. And we are put on this earth by our Creator, and we all have a purpose. Now, how we all go about that, that's what's different. It's different in what college we choose, who we marry, and what career we choose. It's different in the triumphs and tragedies that come upon us. But in all those things, new relationships are being formed. So be generous with your time and money, and a lot of relational issues will be resolved. And by the way, it's not too late to mend fractured relationships. Any friends you haven't spoken to in a while because of your pride, parents whom you disrespected, and teachers who you never thanked, just do it. Humble yourself. Start a conversation. Have no regrets in the 16th second.
And the band playing behind him was awesome, by the way.
That is not a kid in high school. That is a grown man.
Yeah, that's
I don't know where all that wisdom came from at such a young age, but I'm really, really jealous.
That might have been college. I'm not exactly sure. But did that hit you guys the same way it hit me? Because I feel like as I'm listening to it again, I just realized that I have very special people in my life that I haven't told enough that they are very special to me.
It's tough because I, as somebody who literally just vocalized on national radio that I value accomplishments sometimes more than my relationships, I have a hard time deciding whether or not I have regrets in my life for the seasons where I've chosen working more than focusing on my relationships. And I think I don't have regrets to where I've gotten now, but I think there does come a certain extent where you have to realize enough is enough. Like whatever that limit is for you, like, you do need to work to a certain extent, but like your relationships are truly what are going to make you fulfilled. I think it was Harvard that did a study over like the course of 80 years where they checked in with these same 10 guys over the course of their life, and they measured their happiness. And their happiness, when it was at its highest, it was pretty much always when they had like strong relationships around them. So I definitely think there's truth to it. But at the same time, like, that guy wouldn't be influencing us, and we wouldn't be hearing what he said if he hadn't worked hard to get to his position at valedictorian.
Yeah, it did resonate with me, mostly for the fact that if I look back on my relationships in the past, I think a big part of why they didn't work is because I was at a point in my life when, in all transparency, I was focused on me. I was focused on my career. I was focused on my life. And if I look at my relationship now, I think that's what's different about it, is I don't make it about me, and she doesn't make it about her. We genuinely make it about us. And I think that has made it a healthier relationship in terms of that. And as far as the friendship one, I'm definitely struggling with knowing I want to reach out to some people, but pride won't let me. So that line hit me too.
Now, as I sat there and listened to that, I'm doing a laundry list of people in my head of who I need to text today. I need to schedule a date night with my husband for when I get back. Yeah, all of it. All of it was like ding, 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 ding.
It's like never enough. Never enough, you know? You never have enough time.
The Burt Show.